혹시 따뜻한 단연고 테레 따는 것 같다 남질 따가서 라반 확신해 따 다주 따 아니 지워미 따 만족 보면 참 날렵대요 그래 곱게야지 가서 주반 확신해 다주 따 지워미 따 그걸 제가 따 빼나 따 먼저 지워미 따 그걸 매감라 빼나 지워 아니 지워 맞으면 님이 지금 숨어도 와 되라 님이 죽어라 지금 숨어도 와 그러와 어 따디 양 섭보다 해, 급 섭보다 집어져 버려.
So for those of you who are part of the Lamrim Analytical Meditation program, so we started off with the topic of correctly relying on or devoting to the virtuous friend, and now you guys are meditating on. The topics of human life, of freedom and endowments, and death and impermanence. Yeah. So in the meditation on death and impermanence, the outline starts with reflecting on the drawbacks or the disadvantages of not remembering death. Right. I think about six drawbacks or disadvantages are mentioned in the Lamrim, yeah. So we could relate, you know, whatever we have covered so far in here in this text on chapter 7, you know, the couple of verses on death and impermanence, right? You could relate what we are studying now, yeah, to that section on the drawbacks of not remembering death, yeah.
아, 도시네. 다 땅에서, 다 딜랑 송아티네. 가서 그냥 뭐, 쪼쪼면서 추치 못해야지. 다 내려 깨치니, 그게 알았어. 땅에서 여가 좀 못해. 다 돈다래, 여가 좀 못해. 다? 원해지, 다 여가지, 원해 죽고 그여가 좀 못해야지. 다 내려지. 다? 아니지, 다? 염내집에 내려 옷을 가서 쉬어야지. 다 딜랑이 깨기, 추치 못해야지. 다 딜이 아니지, 다? 내려 염보라. 나 오늘 다 미타보 공부 그랬어. 다 미타보 약보지 공부 나 아니 내가 독특해지 숨구야네.
Okay. Suddenly I forgot what I had to say.
좋지 못해.
오케이. So you know what is mentioned in the teachings, right? That laziness is that which prevents us. One of the things that prevents us from practicing the Dharma, from accomplishing virtue. We know we have to engage in virtue, but we don't get down to doing it. Yeah, and laziness plays a part in that. Yeah, in that stops us from. Engaging in that virtue, yeah, and of the different kinds of laziness, yeah, there is the laziness of which is kind of attachment or holding on to just inferior or common activities, yeah, you know, just wanting to do that, yeah, 치셔라.
So
laziness prevents blocks us from accomplishing virtue. Yeah? And we talked about, you know, in the last lesson we talked about a form of laziness that is essentially an attachment to common or inferior activities, yeah? Such as, you know, the attachment to, you know, we derive pleasure from, you know, just hanging around, you know, doing nothing, or we derive, you know, pleasure, we enjoy sleep or, you know, hanging around, chatting and so forth, yeah. So there is so these, we feel that they bring us joy, isn't it? Then there's a mind that is attached to this kind of joy, the joy that comes from these kinds of activities, yeah. So that mind, you know, that is attached, you know, is what is the laziness that we're talking about here, the laziness that is attached, you know, to these you could say inferior activities, yeah.
And
it is taught that one of the best remedy or antidote to, you know, turn away and reverse, you know, this kind of laziness is the meditation on death and impermanence. Yeah.
어떻게 제가 됐을 때는 땅에서 치와 미다고 쓰는 말잖아. 아니 치 되게 말했어. 이미 이미 날 뒤쓴 것도 와. 치 밑에 봤어. 아니 치 대야 가버린다. 치와서 말잖아. 치 밑에 계시. 그러와. 아니 지금 나 치와디 약국에서는 맞다마. 치 제수 캠바이 나야. 그다. 캠바이 나 준비 좀 해기. 예명 쓴 것도 와. 나도 이제 같이 두바이 나야. 나도 예명 쓴 것은 두바이 나야. 넘버 타버시 준비 돼야지. 다 치워야 뭐 맞잖아. 지금 주방도 다 넘버 타버 준비 돼야지. 가지 지금 넘버 타버 주방이나 다 균장지 뮤트는 낸데지 줘야지. 아니 갖고 차기요. 다티 치워 맞지 비균 차기요. 치워 먹어 비균 차기요. 어디들에? 드네 도당이 드네. 아니 진대 긴지 아니 있다. 미즈 세시 아니 치위니 뭐 토도가나 아니 뭐는 쓰면 좁아지지. 아니
So in the discussion on the drawbacks or the faults of not remembering our own coming death and our own impermanence, is that when we don't remember death and impermanence, we don't remember the Dharma. So that's the first disadvantage, yeah, is mentioned in the literature on the stages of the path, yeah. But even if we remember the Dharma, we don't practice it. We remember it, but we don't practice it. That is attributed to not remembering death and impermanence, yeah. But even if we remember the Dharma, even if we practice the Dharma, but the Dharma doesn't become, the practice doesn't become pure, that is also a fault of not remembering our own death and our own impermanence. Yeah. And even we do remember the Dharma, we practice it, and somehow it becomes real practice, pure, but we cannot sustain it. Yeah, we're not able to continually, you know, sustain the practice. And that again is due to not remembering death and impermanence, and not meditating on death and impermanence. And as such, you know, we live our lives like that, not remembering the Dharma, or but you know, remembering it but not practicing it, when it doesn't become pure, but even if it's pure, you know, it's not completed in the practice, yeah. We don't sustain it, you know. And that's the teachings say that this is how the life is wasted. Yeah, it's wasted, you see. And if in the end of a wasted life is regret, then we would have to die with sorrow and regret, yeah. Which is said to be another fault or drawback of not remembering our own death and impermanence. Yeah.
There's
nothing that we don't know, yeah. So what I've just mentioned, yeah. These things we know, yeah. It's not about listening, yeah. That doesn't do the job, yeah. What we need to do from our own side is to think about it, and not just think about it, you know, to think about it continually, all the time, yeah. So this is an extremely important point, yeah. All of us here, without exception, you, me, everybody else out there, this is the story of our lives. If this happens to us, the moment we don't think of our own death and impermanence, yeah, and that's how the whole life gets wasted. Yeah, it's like what Kundang Tenpin Rumi, Kundang Rumi. What he said in his songs, in his poem, he said, you know, essentially, what he said is this, yeah. For the first 20 plus years of our lives, we don't even think of practicing the Dharma. Then the next 20 plus years of our lives, we think of practicing the Dharma, but we don't get down to doing it. And then after that, the next 20 plus years, we think, oh, I didn't get to do my practice, you know. I didn't get to practice Dharma. And then finally, then one has to die with much regret. Yeah. So this is a story of an empty, wasted life. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 다 다 이때래. 어 독신이 다. 진주 랍셔든지 성벌에 재산다 진주 땅 땅나신 준주기 땅다 가서 랍셔든지 시라이 배도 구인 구야래 어떠신 저 사람 땅지 다 지원이 다 벌써 다 오늘 지다 출연 지기 있나 오늘 지원이 더 오지 말고 몇 좀 해봐라 어떤데 이 사람 저 지원이 다 어디 양양 지원이 다 벌써 다 랑 지원이 말에 공고해 이 말에 어디래
so these pieces of advice are really very helpful very good yeah well similarly the first couple of verses from in chapter 7 of this text are also very essential very effective if we think about it yeah so and when we talk about you know reflecting on death and impermanence you know, it is reflecting it's thinking of our own death you know, our own coming death yeah so that's important yeah
어떠시니 제자다 가서 나더더니 못가서래다 가서님 지래 빼나 빼티대 송도와 가서 가르스나 빼나다 다디 섬도나 약고였고 빼나 냐중얘기 냐바지기 아니지다 냐지탭지나다 다외나 빼 냐바지기다 냐주바이나 다외나 차송 주주바이나 다티나네 배신 냐지 차송 시월이냐바로와 나고 시월이냐바로 어디 다들 내 삶을 담아 소소 지나와 추여만 예전을 추여만 예 정말 시원히 해봐라 어 대난 신시 아니 지다 배티나 샤시 대난 신시 아니 배나 소소라니 지나와 추거다 집어 채거래 그래서 나다 내당 저 차방 이몽 진족이다 차방 이몽도 저다 예반한 신체시 아 티기마 차방 이몽 시원도 송제다 아니 지다 밖에 자외나 수반나 신스도 다 코로나 추대가지 자기 허락하죠. 랑신 로스 창마 아니지 고해 내라 아니지 로와 아니 고해 자수 침부로 바 송대가지 직발해 아니 돈다 닝부 아니 탐지 치우리냐 바랬어 대다 닝부 옹도 주장원도 고해 내라 치지세 나 치우리냐 바랬어 아니 베티 대당 자치 않고 그랑 땡도야 근데 삼보 땅에 딜러 가서 지수도 와 딱서 지식이라 말하고 들.
It's important to, yeah, essential for ourselves to think of our own upcoming death and our own impermanence. Yeah. So without reflecting on our own death, you know, without meditating on our own impermanence, there is no space, room whatsoever for us to do any practice. Yeah. Dharma practice doesn't become practice at all, yeah. And if we are like the fish that is caught, you know, in the net, you know, that is thrown by a fisherman in the sea. Yeah. You know, if you are a fish, once you get stuck in the net cast by the fisherman, you're definitely going to die, isn't it? The fish, there's no way to escape. It's a matter of time, right? The fish will definitely die, right? That's the given, yeah. So we are like that fish, and the fisherman is analogous of our afflictions, primarily our anger and attachment. Yeah. So propelled by our anger and attachment, we are thrown into, we are cast into the net of the oceans of samsara's samsaric suffering. Yeah. Isn't it? So the net is analogous of samsara. Yeah. So as long as we are in samsara, we are born in samsara, then death is a given. Definitely it will happen to us. Yeah. So you know, if we think of, you know, we can use this particular analogy to reflect on our own situation, and that we could be helpful.
Yeah. 어떠시니? 안 다가나시 변하다? 고메 직들에 빼놨다 가르소래 빼놔 다 소소 틀렸다. 주와 삼바대야 변화이면 랑당 릭토바 랑당 릭토바 미망부 삼당바이나 변화다 랑게 파마요아래 랑게 빙요아래 랑게 모시마요아래 조구요아래 디데 직 삼당바이나 가주치에 당가시도 자네 조야시 계시마래도 순서가나 망부 지다 시시도 되가시 디안고 디삼바당하다 로치중 매바다 딘데기 차반 매제시 매바 딘데 오늘 삼로 먹고 지다 소소이 오늘 지 모시면 처음에 삼로 지다마 그러니까 지금 오늘 지 손바디 매대가시 그러니까 뜻은 아빠 시 치대가시 양 어서 통도에 시로 와들
another thing that could be useful is to think about fellow human beings, yeah. Literally people of the same type, yeah. I mean, if you look at our lives, our own experience, you know, how many people in our lives, you know, that we know, have already passed away, yeah. You know, whether it's our loved ones, or our friends, or, you know, people we see, you know. So we could, you know, perhaps, you know, count, you know, in this, you know, in go through, you know, in our mentally, you know, who are the people in our lives who have already passed away, isn't it? And from there, perhaps, you know, sometimes, you know, one can notice that there is, you know, when it comes to dying, there's no certainty as to that people who are older will necessarily die, isn't it? People die at all different age, isn't it? Sometime when you're young, sometime when you're old, you know. So that perhaps that's good, that may be useful, to think about.
Tinde samta bhola ta, ta tinde yingi tinde ta mana si ma chishi ma ta ta chibar chwa. O tinde chishi ma ta ta chishi ma tinde rangi tongshin du ane si kasara pagi ane. 다도랑 추마져와지 디데랑 토게 통게 다도 추마져와지 아니 지금 다 남의 그 샹어도 송대 아니 니라 차와지 니에대 뚝신다 메지 뚝신 대대바이다 아니 지금 다 갈수와라다 거기다 빼들어 자는 송어도 와 빼나다 라당 마예 당다 망부 샤사 치바이나 다 샴바디기 다 마예 당부지 마예 직세 니세 다 도다이 포기 shenpe dang chino kama chiwa nyeba chibarwa ina yata maya dang ratin zo hakkuyo marako mongche da panza sikiyo ba tongpe tongki rang yang che nyeye che kala sa zi lulu shi dikiyo res o pe ti nang shing res danga zo rwa ane chik chiwa tongpe tongki rang ti nang shing ba tongpe tongki tando ane chik namen ki shangwa to song che lelo che ane chiwa ma chiwa tuk zini lulu shi nyeye de badi pe ti nang zung bari shi dagi mong bari o zu song ane
So, in our lives, we have already witnessed people, relatives, loved ones, friends, or you know, people we know, or people who have already died, and we also see people dying, isn't it? Right? You know. We don't seem to be moved by it in that. While we have seen and we are still seeing that people around us are slowly going away, you know, and dying, somehow we are not moved enough to practice the Dharma. Yeah. So then the teachings they give this example, no? And in this example, basically we are likened to the cattle, you know, cows, buffaloes, goats, and sheep, you know, they are led, you know, to the slaughterhouse, you know, right? So there's this whole flock of animals, you know, they are being led to the slaughterhouse, you know, and then as the butcher kills the animal one by one, isn't it, right? So if you look at the animals, you know, while the butcher is killing the animals in front of them, they are so ignorant, isn't it? They are not cognizant of that. They are their own fate, isn't it? They're just happily, you know, grazing and eating and just lying around and sleeping, you know. So completely, full, it's like ignorant, yeah. So in this example, the goats and the sheep and the buffaloes and the cows have been killed, you know, and while the rest are just, you know, hanging around, you know, so just doing nothing, yeah. So we are like those animals, you know, they're just hanging around, you know, while the ones in front are being killed, you know, we're just like hanging around, you know, while we're gonna die, but we just hang around and we get distracted by all kinds of attached basically to all kinds of things, which then distracts us from doing practice.
Yeah. Oh, teacher, sir. Ani teacher la, ati teacher ta kalsa hai puri. Penata, juba dosi ta rangi juba dosi ta chi. Ne shene kaya chu yugu ya na ani chita langa thamje kagche ta langa shene thamje kagche langa ta yungsa chigma to meba chese thela ta ta ne dumbala neba chini tau kuche ta korang seala ta kuche deva ya na ani ane chita susu hulu yungma ro se na hulu yungma ro ta thaga na shene ta mazo ya ani chita ane chita machiwe lab thamje kagpa res ta chiji mebe lab thamje kagche ta Chisagi lamchen tela, ani pe duar, duaji matu mebare, rawa. Ti duaji, ani chi kwanen chi langalata, rambi chita wasinita, kwanda chita ki gukche, ta rang sobar nyevas, o tide samatan dukana. Ani chi sosos, ani chi sa nye tungche, kibu chin dega tuzi di yungman was, rawa.
We are also like someone who is traveling on a particular road to somewhere, and we have no choice but to travel on that road because all other paths are completely blocked. And we know, so imagine we are such a person, we have to travel, but you know, there's only that road, everything, every other road is blocked, and we know that there is an assassin, a killer, who is out to get us right somewhere along the road. We have no choice but to travel only on that road because that's the only road that's open. Yeah. So if we are someone traveling on that road, knowing that there's an assassin, somebody who's going to kill us, yeah, there's no room to feel at ease. Yeah. No room to feel at ease. Yeah. You know, you feel kind of worried all the time. Yeah. So likewise, yeah. So the teaching is, and we use this example to say that, you know, how could it be possible for us to feel relaxed, you know, and to just hang around and then, you know, be attached to all kinds of things which are not worthwhile, you know, and you know, all kinds of, we have various stuff there, you know, attached to all kinds of various things, you know, while knowing that the Lord of Death is waiting for us and can strike us anytime. So, you know, in an example, no, there's this person who is traveling on that road, yeah, because all other roads are blocked, yeah. So this is analogous of the fact that, you know, death is certain, in that there's no way to stop death. You have no choice but to travel on the road to death, yeah. And somewhere along that road, the Lord of Death is just waiting to pounce on us, yeah. Yeah. He is ready, yeah. The Lord of Death, yeah. So we are basically, we are just like the person, I know, in that we are moving towards the Lord of Death without any solution whatsoever, yeah.
Oh, that today is some tongue, and in answer that, and it's that, sure, my church, and it do sin that Namanki shall want to song, and it's 니마직 독수도 센디 독수도 독신다 틀려신디 대학의 투수도 이거 말하고서 그러고 니네 약보고 서부 콜도바이나 아니직도 니 남행이 샤워도 송 센이 샤워도 송 독신이다 니지 세려도 이거 말했어.
So the teachings are say that if we are cognizant of this fact, you know, if we really think about our own upcoming death, then there's no way we will just live our lives as it is, you know, just you know, hanging around, just you know, we're just happy to pass the day. Oh, the day is over. Now it's the night. You know, oh, now we're asleep, and the next day, you know. Just carry on, you know, doing whatever we are doing. So the teachings tell us, the teachings claim that anybody who is cognizant of that fact would never ever feel the, would never ever live life like that. Yeah, never. Yeah.
Oh, to see, ka kasalap sa to sore ta ta chior niyaba sa tanda tisunguyare ta tinde gitanda sen rang chior niyaba sen ta tanda tinde gita pe tinde gitanda rang chior niyaba.
These are the different examples we could reflect on in order to gain some understanding, the certainty of our own of our own death, yeah. And so on top of that, you know, not only are we definitely going to die, that our death will happen to us very soon, yeah. Right. So if you remember, the teachings was mentioned that the Lord of Death doesn't work, you know, doesn't wait for you to retire, you know, from your job. Then before taking you, yeah, he doesn't wait for you to retire. He doesn't wait for you to finish whatever you know whatever plans or whatever you want to do. You know. It doesn't wait, so he can just come and claim us, you know, anytime.
Oh, to see, oh, today someone, Tagana Shinta, Zani Shita, one is your pagita, one is your ta, Tumakina, and it's your chewing, you moody, and it's your ta, chew change some of you. And you want that Chidoche, and it's Chidoche, that round city, Minevanesita. 야가치마라 두그레 진데게 삼보지 코렌도 가나 지휘니 못해라 아니 지다 최치해지다 즉 대응하시다 대도니 아니 두 많이 바래 동원에 지다 최치해 두 많이 바래 대도다 참바이나 대장치도에 개여 바래 그건 납자 나한테 송도와 어떻게 싶다 제가 다 단단히 치고 그래서 얼랍자 송구여 그래
And also there's so many conditions, yeah. That just, you know, come at us, you know, conditions that are unfavorable for sustaining life, yeah. Conditions that are favorable, you know, that are for dying quickly, you know, all kinds of difficulties in life, isn't it? Like different kinds of diseases and sicknesses and so forth, yeah. And in the last lesson also we saw how, you know, thinking of wanting to practice at the time of death without actually having done so while one was well and alive, you know, it's an incorrect thing to do, yeah. It's wrong, yeah, because it's too late, yeah. So the know, if one doesn't practice when one is well, and then you know, on the day of death, then one thinks, I must practice Dharma, I must do something. Yeah. So you know, one may think that on that day maybe I'll do something. Yeah. So the Shantideva is saying that that's wrong, incorrect. Yeah. The time to think of practicing the Dharma is not on the day of death. No. The time to think about practice is right now. If one didn't practice Dharma when one, you know, is alive, you know, and then wanting and thinking that one could practice the Dharma at the time of death, you know, if you do things like that, you know. You have to understand that it's probably very difficult, to do so, as it says right in verse number 10, right, at the time of death, you know, if you're someone who didn't do any practice or didn't do much practice before the day of death, and on the day, you know, suddenly you may remember, you know, all the things that you feel. You know, that you shouldn't have done in your life, you know, right? Then you remember all the negativities that you have created, you know. Then the mind will be quite upset and disturbed, isn't it, right? There's so much regret. And then I think it's quite difficult really to practice any Dharma during that time. Or if one is going to the lower realms, you know, if you're someone who's going to the lower realms, then at the time of death, you know, because of when the karma ripens, you hear this, you have all these karmic appearances, and you hear the sounds, you know, of wailing and basically unpleasant sounds, and sounds that are indicative of your impending rebirth in the lower realms. Yeah. So, and when you hear those, you know, kinds of sounds, and they are very frightening, isn't it? Your mind will be so worried and so you're so frightened, and then you'll become almost impossible to practice any Dharma, to think of virtue then. And those who didn't manage, who didn't get to practice when they were alive, didn't get to do anything really meaningful and beneficial, practice didn't get done, and at the time of death, many a times a lot of them become like a crazy person, you know, and they freak out, you know, and they are. Body, if you look at their demeanor, you know, physical demeanor, what they are saying, you know, and then from that you can see also how what they are thinking inside, isn't it? So it comes across as if they were a crazy person. Yeah. Not crazy, but it comes across because they freak out, isn't it? Right. So at in such a state of
mind, you know, when you're kind of freaking out, you know, I mean, what practice can you do, you know? What virtue can you remember, right? So this is what is described in the teachings. Yeah, there are people who don't practice, and then at the time of death, you know, then they freak out. And then, you know, a lot of times they cannot even recognize the people around them. Yeah, so if you cannot even recognize the people around you, and then how can you remember the Dharma? Yeah. So therefore, while we are still alive, while we still have control, some freedom to practice, while we still have the conditions to do so, then we have to start from now, yeah, and we should think of our own impending death to persuade ourselves now. Into practice, yeah.
Oh, take us on that. Timo, get shit at that piece of cousin. I can't tell you because I read it. She get a muscle. That to the new cousin, you put it in the shop.
Well, so this is like a repeat of the meaning of the verses which we looked at in the previous class, yeah. So in the previous class, we didn't get much time to talk about, you know, those each of those verses individually, yeah. But essentially, what I've just said is the meaning, yeah.
You have questions? Just ask one, huh? And I read through this one.
Ken Rinpoche, I want to ask you some verses in the chapter of patience. I would like to refer to verse 6.95. It says, whether this praise is directed at myself or someone else, how shall I be benefited by others' joy? Since that joy is theirs alone, I shall not obtain even a part of it. It is highlighting that whether we are attached to the words of the praises or the sound of the praises or the person's mind who praise others and feel happy. If the person is happy to praise us, you were saying that there's no way that we can partake his happiness. I would like to think that from the angle of rejoicing, to rejoice in the person who praises others, which is a virtuous thing to do, one gain virtuous from rejoicing, virtue. So it is supported by verses 6.76 and 6.77, where it says, should others find joyous happiness by praising someone having excellent qualities, why mine do you not praise him too and be joyful? That joyous happiness of yours is a source of joy without misdeed, permitted by those having excellent qualities, and is also a supreme means for gathering others. So, in my confused mind, I feel that 6.95 and 6.76 and 6.77 is in contradictory. I would like to clarify that. Yeah, maybe it's not the intent.
You're talking like a court, verse number 10 or something. You write down. I have to find out, I don't know. You said this too is contradictory.
Correction. Yes. One is saying that praise is it's not good. Yeah, basically 6.95 praise is not good, and whereas in 6.67 and 6.77 is saying that you should rejoice when someone praises someone, so that's, if I put them together, it seems to be like one is earth, the other is the sky.
Yeah, somebody answer. Yeah, for that, what she's asking. Yeah. Yeah. It's a short answer, very short one. She's contradicting. Yeah.
So for 6.76 and 7.7, the outline says that it is inappropriate to be, jealous when your enemies are praised. So it's talking about praise, you know, somebody praising your enemy, you know, you should not be jealous. Whereas for 6.95, it is talking about yourself not being attached to the mind of somebody who is happy praising you. So you see the difference down there?
Right. Doctor.
So I would feel that this kind of these phrases would then be would that means very much to oneself. In situations whereby, like if it's praising someone that you don't like, then this the praises that you should rejoice, because that's the mind that you should train one's mind. This very much to yourself, and when it's the praises to yourself, then you would think otherwise. So is you got to be flexible in that sense, not applying.
It's not about the praise. Yeah.
Sorry?
It's not about the praise. Yeah. It's about whether you're attached to the praise.
Yeah. Rangi sabna maso ba jing wa shi rangi dala ani chi ta shingi taba tama sabna maso ba jing duwa sab chung dek duwa rwa kong chung jing duwa 다디 콘도체니 편도 매가래. 그러봐. 다 랑게 따라 신게 떠봤던 것도 나. 원해지다. 어우다. 떠봤다. 낭신지. 아니, 바로 불러 유대 여바이나. 유대제 통신. 아니, 원해지다. 약불에 샤서. 뭐, 내서도 틀면 떠봤지. 약불에 했으니. 쓴 맞춰보고 하기 납셔 숨겨야래. 쪼쪼. 랑게 냠네. 제게 납셔야 할 건가.
So, in that verse, whatever, 76 or 77, that section is talking about how we should react when we hear our enemies, you know, enemies or people that we don't like or whatever people, when we hear them being praised by others. So the usual reaction is that we don't like it, isn't it? When our enemies are praised, isn't it? Right? And so we get upset, isn't it? Therefore, we need to be patient, right? We get upset. Or what is an upset mind? An upset mind is a mind that is disturbed. So how do you counteract that? You counteract by checking whether that praise is in accordance with the facts or reality or not. If the enemy, even if they can be the enemy, but if the enemy is being praised for something that he deserves, something that is in accord with reality, something that really happened, something good, then the teachings tell us that we should acknowledge that fact, whatever happened, or that was a good thing, and by doing so, then by acknowledging that praise was deserved, it was, and it is in accord with the reality, then what happens is that we don't become disturbed, or we become as less disturbed. Yeah. But the point is about dealing with our own minds, right? So it's our own practice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. 또다
왜?
어떻게 다 가셔 있고 그래? 다 영패다 아니 작업패 아니 아재패 어떻게 다? 대비 양 나한테 양가 친구야 그래. 제자다 또봐 집에 가라 아니 또봐라 차만 아니 집 변동해 그래. 제자다 또봐 지도가나 아재마패 작업마패 다디 아직 쉬우지 싶어 자기야 그래. 어때?
And in the whatever verse, the 90, whatever.
95.
Yeah, that is in relation to oneself being the object of praise. So, but the problem is our usual reaction to receiving praise. That's the problem. The problem is that when we are praised, the usual reaction is that we get, you know, like super excited, you know. Then become very attached to it, you know. And then also it causes us to be proud. Yeah. That's what the usual reaction is. We become very arrogant and proud because, oh, you know, I'm praised. And then we become attached to it. So that's the problem. You know? And then that needs to be addressed. That needs to be stopped because it is an obstacle, it's a problem for us. Yeah. So the point here is not getting attached to the praise. So that verse is about dealing with whatever attachment that may arise when we are praised. That's, yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Getting attached to the praise that we may receive from people is something that needs to be dealt with. So in that section,
there's a list of antidotes or remedy that are suggested, isn't it? Right. The point is to think about you know, how even if we do receive some praise, it doesn't make us live longer. Yeah. It doesn't make us stronger physically. It doesn't make our problems, such as sicknesses, doesn't make them go away, and so forth. Yeah. These are just ways, different ways, to counteract whatever attachment that may arise when we are praised. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, to set up. I thought we complete the patient. Huh?
So you know that this particular section that we are dealing with talks about laziness that is laziness which is an attachment to, well, you could say ignoble activities or inferior activities. Yeah. Basically, like idle chatter, hanging around, you know, sleeping, and those things. Yeah. Such a kind of laziness harms us. It is said that it causes us problems in this life, and will bring about problems for us in the future life. We finish with 8, right? Or 9? We finish 11, right? Did we? Verse 10, I guess. Verse 9 or 10. Okay. this is about abandoning laziness by thinking about the sufferings that we have to experience in the next life. Yeah. Even in this life you shall be gripped with fear like that of a live fish being rolled. Anyway. What need even to mention the unbearable sufferings of hell due to the negativities you have committed? I think rolling fish, not life, rolled. If a fish jumps out of the water for whatever reason and lands on the shore, you just see it, tossing about, isn't it, right? On its own, right? Flipping about, right? Struggling. And you can see that the fish is really suffering. So, likewise, because of laziness and not having engaged in virtue, then there's no need to talk about. It's needless to say, yeah, that we will have to experience, even much more unbearable suffering of being being a burning, in the hell realms, much worse than the fish.
So if we did not practice when we are alive, then on the day of death, we will find the whole process of dying very unbearable, very difficult. Just like how a fish that is struggling, when it is out of water, right. And because of the immeasurable amount of negativities that we have accumulated, then it goes almost without saying that's much more worse suffering that we will have to experience in the next life in the lower realms, and how is it actually possible for us to actually endure that kind of pain?
Yeah,
Why do you remain at ease like this, having committed the actions, having committed or having accumulated or created the karma for hell, where your delicate flesh will burn when touched by literary streams? So it is said that the hellfire is so many times hotter than whatever fire that we humans know of. And on top of that, it is said that the body of those who are born in hell, and their bodies and especially their skin are very delicate. It's like the delicate skin of a newborn child. Yeah. And of course, when you have such delicate skin, you know, coupled with the fire of hell, which is so many times hotter than fires in this human world, you know, then how is it possible for us to endure something like that? Yeah.
다 돈다 연구 때는 다 진절합세 돈다 연구 최상다 최치 레로 마치스 다 최 마치 레로 때나 동안도 좀 연구를 했으니 다 돈다 다 최치이다 구마라 도구시어래 다 진절다 그러.
So the point that is being made here is that we should practice Dharma and not be lazy. We should understand that all these the verses so far, we should see them as use them. We should see them as somebody, you know, persuading us, you know, imploring us, you know, to practice Dharma. So it is a contradiction, you know. To one, happiness on one hand, and on the other, you don't want to engage in the cause of happiness, which is virtue. Yeah. So that's a big contradiction. Yeah. Much harm befalls those who want results without striving, as well as those sensitive ones, whatever that is. While clasped by death, I shall will like the gods. Oh no, I shall be destroyed by suffering. 가시네.
어 독신에 다디 아니지 가서다. 원했으나 다디데 다 마시아바 나시 원에 선물 아버지 담바이나 원에 치월 예바 열두 치에 아니지 원에 다 최마신 치인이면 집어용해 아니 겨와 치마라 시 동안 용거야. 원해 지다 균도 삼도 당시 원해 지 승리 나는다 양보지 충바이나 원해 다 주둡세대 요구하래 원해 다 니당 세나니 다 고집 깔래 잡자 아니 잡아 채라 어다 니도 주인에 바 빵치 원해 지 깔래 잡지 주둡대한테 요구하래 단도다 양보 고르토바이나
So those who are cognizant of their own impermanence, their own death. Those who are cognizant of their own death is going to happen to them soon, and that if they don't practice Dharma, if they don't engage in virtue, they would die a horrible death, a very fearful death, and they would have to experience the unbearable sufferings in the future lives. You know. So it is said that those who are cognizant of all these are the ones who really are able to joyously persevere day and night, and even giving up sleep. Yeah. Only engaging in virtue.
Yeah. 맞다. 그러나 말하고도 차차 보내 드려. 아니 지금 원해지다. 대화시 대화시. 오늘 제 계획 듣기 오늘 주둑도 매바치지 아니 다만 오늘 먼저 도지 노찹대 나와찹대 진대지 먼저 다 오늘 지금 주둑대 이제 노직 삼대 나와직 삼대 먼저 지도부 형아래 오늘 보기 두고 두고 제일 알다 노다 나와시 진대지 먼저 좁아된 대 주둑도 형아래 다가 나신 아니 지금 다 로중 시행이나래 다가 나서라 거다 다 강다이나 먼저 다 오늘 지금 밖에 수치모 명시다 그러 좀 보디 높은 체계 좀 봐 수치 몸에 3년도 체계 있다가 수치 몸에 하는 건서 하나 로다 나와 뒤져야다 진짜 좀 맞듯이 용기 열었어 봐.
Well, the teachings say that we are not exactly very interested in accomplishing virtue. In ways such as going to isolation, doing retreat, you know, whether it's for years or for months, you know, we don't have that. We don't put in that kind of effort. We don't have that kind of determination. Yeah. Whether it comes down to study, you know, learning the Buddha Dharma, it's also pretty much like that. You know? Yeah, we kind of do, but you know, we don't really want to do it. You know, it's not very. Felt, and the wish is not really there. We don't, that which means we don't strive really. So that's us, yeah.
Oh, to die in that need that same part, to the college at the past, when I see that, to the telepogita, to when I'm the chair, when I was there, when I see that in the shook your matomachiki, that on the chat of the Naya, that the body shoots your shoes, when I still shoot your shoes, that turned to your tears. Or die, yeah, jig. 가래나 이제 캐바 찾다 와시. 어디 내지가 아니 나 대배 대배 좀 안 했어. 어떡수고요. 어떡.
Yeah, so forget about being virtuous, you know, day and night, you know, about practicing day and night, you know. We cannot even do that for a month, you know. Yeah, we don't put effort, and we don't strive even for a month, you know. Yeah. So of course, and how can we say, you know, we can practice day and night, you know. So even a month is difficult, yeah. Yet at the same time, you know, our desires and our goals, you know, what we're aiming for, you know, is so huge, you know, what we wish for is so huge, you know. Now, for example, you want to be an expert, you know, in this or that. You want to be basically the goals are. Yeah, what you're aiming for is very big, you know, lofty, very big, yeah. But the efforts and the determination are not commensurate,
yeah.
So I mean we have very, you know, we want all these big things, we want experience of the path, we want realizations, we want this and that, you know. But we don't want to work for it, you know. Our efforts are not commensurate with that, yeah. And then we even think, you know, okay, maybe a next life, you know, or maybe do a next life, or even thinking wanting to get a good rebirth, you know. Or some people think, oh, you know, I want to go to pure land, you know, but at the same time not doing anything, you know, to achieve it, you know? Yeah. So yeah, I mean, you know, wanting all kinds of you know, wishing to achieve all kinds of results, you know, but yet, you know, not doing anything to achieve it, or not putting in the effort, you know, that is commensurate with the goal, you know. So this is a contradiction. Yeah.
it is contradiction. What to say then? Dinamatin, Serizan, Nobama, Tatun, the Tireta, one is it? Can I choose you in a sumatuena? One is it? Chick sumatuena, chick till I need it. Rushing here, chick, shoot, don't want to shoot. That is good. And is it? So by the children, you call Matuena, tell a Nobama wishing. What did she start on the Serizan, Nobama start on the Namashin, so this one is it?
So next the text says that if we cannot tolerate or endure small inconveniences or small hardships, you know, then life would just be a big problem. Well, as we saw earlier, yeah. So, well, anybody who is born in a cycle exists is somebody who is destined to die. Yeah. So, death is an inevitable part of samsaric life. Yeah. Yet, you know, that being the case, you know, we see that there are many who behave as if they were gods of the desire realm. You know, gods of the desire realm have very long lives, yeah. Long lives and have great enjoyments. So there's, you know, they're always just hanging around, you know, enjoying their lives. They do have a long life, yeah. And of they do have many enjoyments, yeah. But there are many who are in samsara, who are not desire realm gods, but behave, you know, as if they were desire realm gods. You know, there's a content, happy, just to pass day and night, enjoying, you know, living life as if they were not going to die. Yeah. So the teachings say that such people who have this kind of mindset and behave in such ways, are objects of compassion. Relying upon the human boat, free yourself from the great river of suffering. As it is hard to find this boat later, do not sleep at this time, fool.
Mm-hmm.
The verse is saying that now having obtained this human boat, this human life, we should use it to free ourselves from the three realms of samsara. And well, this is essentially a meditation on how this human life freedoms and endowments which you have now obtained, how such a life is greatly meaningful, and it is difficult to find again. So through reflecting upon this, these two points, then we encourage and persuade ourselves, our minds, to practice the Dharma. With that, we finish with the antidotes here, or the remedy to the first type of laziness, right? So, well, essentially, you know, that first type of laziness is actually, essentially, it's a laziness or procrastination, you know, the first one. But that is not how it is termed in Gyalsabji's commentary. But the meaning is that we, due to attachment to those various things, isn't it, right? Like idle chatter, or sleep, or just hanging around doing nothing. Through attachment to that, then one procrastinates by not practicing the Dharma. Procrastinates the practice of Dharma, isn't it? Right. Well, then having said that, then the next laziness here, or according to this section here, 草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心,草原野心 Well, it sounds like it's the laziness that is attached to inferior activities or ignoble activities. So that's why I have some confusion here. Yeah. Idleness, right? Yeah. So, but what it means is the laziness of procrastination, right? Yeah. And that is also ignoble activity, yeah? Seems like, right? So that's why I have this still lingering confusion. My Tibetan is not enough to understand, I think.
So the first laziness was the laziness of idling around or just lazing around, right? So that is essentially the laziness of procrastination, another way of saying it, but literally it's the laziness of just literally lazing around, idling. So then the second form of laziness, which starts with verse 15, is the laziness. It's like the laziness of being attached to inferior or ignoble activities. Anyway, having rejected the supreme joy of the sacred Dharma, that is an infinite cause of joy, why do you enjoy being distracted by the causes for suffering, frivolous amusements and the like? You see?
So verse
15 is saying that the sublime Dharma is the source of endless joy. The source of the highest joy. And now having found such a Dharma, then why are we wasting our time by and not practicing that sublime Dharma? So now, having found this sublime Dharma, which is a source of endless joy and the highest joy, it is inappropriate. The verse is essentially telling us it is wrong to not practice that, but just living life, living a busy life, engaging in busyness, literally, being attached, wanting to live a life of hustle and bustle, attached to that, involved with that, but which will then lead to all kinds of problems in this and future lives. Wow, the teachings are here said. Most people in this world, you look at most people's lives, revolves around basically the enemy and the loved one, loved ones, enemies and loved ones, Right. So when an enemy arises, and most people always think of how to defeat the enemy, how to get around the enemy, how to overcome the enemy. And then at the same time, most people always think about how to take care of my loved one, how to support them, how to take care of the loved ones. So rising from these two ways of living, these two ways of relating to people, then that's where hatred comes, anger, and what else? Attachment, yeah. So that's how most people live their lives, yeah. Just revolving around hatred and attachment, yeah.
Many
people their whole life, you know, revolves around making money, you know, day and night, you know, making money and then, you know, keeping it, you know, accumulating wealth, yeah. And this is how they get distracted the whole life, yeah, right. The life revolves around chatter, which invariably, you know, is linked to either hatred or attachment. Yeah. So that's another way in which how most of us live our lives. Yeah. Many people have strong concepts of past and future. No? Oh, this happened in the past. No? This is the situation now. Because of this, no, that will happen in the future. Oh, no, I must do something. I must plan. I must do this. I must do that. No? So there's a lot of mental agitation. Here it says excitement. Yeah, so a lot of this kind of discursive thoughts, yeah. So then, and that's another way in which poor people live fritter away their lives. Wow, the teachings are basically describing how most people live their lives like that, isn't it? Yeah, wasting their lives because of basically attachment to all these various things. Yeah, so all this of stuff that people are attached to. Yeah, so then there's a need, right, to deal with the attachment. Yeah.
Oh, Toshine, Tinema, that is a that to the Tisha, that Tinema, anything that you look in the loss, that to that you look in the loss,
you look in it.
So, any said that Tabuti, you look me up a bones of down, so long that you don't shut down. Dada Shed and Yamada, Dada Shed and Yamba, down, Dada Shed to Chevrochis, that he has a lot to buy.
Next is abandoning the laziness of discouragement. Next verse 16. I'm not exactly sure what this is saying, but anyway, it says, without despondency, I shall gather the masses of army and diligently take control of myself through equalizing self with others and exchanging self for others.
Suggestion that
Be despondent by thinking how can I ever attain enlightenment? Thus the Tathagatas who speak what is true have uttered this truth. If they develop the strength of exertion, even those who are flies, mosquitoes, bees, and likewise worms will win the unsurpassable enlightenment, which is hard to attain, since I have been born human by race and recognize what is beneficial and what is harmful. If I do not forsake the deeds of enlightenment, why will I not attain enlightenment? So you know what he's saying. Yeah? So if you work for it, you will be enlightened.
Okay, that's it. Oh yeah, that's some shock of that. That's the gentleman that did. Oh yeah, that's such a question on that. Gilu Palaya, much a challenge, she led on the Shagdua. She logic.
Tambody.
That you should not know it to get Tambody. Yeah, the judge is smooth. Guess I'm not my Gilu Palaya. That's such a gentleman called the Negamid to the local organization.
Okay. So yeah, so according to Gyaltsep Che's commentary, he puts verse 16 under the section of under the laziness of related, you know, to the laziness of discouragement. Whereas there are other commentaries that put it with the previous laziness, yeah. The laziness of attachment to ignoble activities, yeah.
Okay, okay, I better stop here now. You all look lazy, myself look lazy, so
The usual prayers. So, Sajibe, Jujibe,